This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a, what is it up there? Oh, it's the shining star from the satellite world. Yes, here we are being delivered by satellites, but they're not Iranian satellites, so you can rest assured we're okay here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here from Los Angeles. Jay Kirshner is in Chicago. I'm on the Hootabooba. Where am I? Well, there I am, on the farm in Framingham. I was down in Florida for the weekend, went to an event on Saturday night. It was crashed by a local who turned out to be somebody that Jennifer really loves. And so I went over to her, Jay, and I said, Jennifer Horn would never forgive me if I didn't get a picture of you with me. And she said, I love Jennifer. And I said, okay, well, here we go. So anyway... Actually,
well,
that was the conversation. That was the conversation.
She says, I love Jennifer?
Yep. She right away responded. Yeah.
Come on.
Of course. Yeah.
Listen. Well, that's nice. She probably thinks of the mean Jennifer Horn that doesn't like any of the Trumps. Remember that one from New Hampshire?
Yeah, right. No, but because she was in Southern California, right? When she was, where did they live?
I interviewed her before. Gavin Newsom. Yeah, she was married to Gavin Newsom. We're talking about Kimberly Guilfoyle was at the party that you went to.
Yes, she actually crashed the party that I was at, in fact.
That was fun.
It was fun. It was just a different
Now, that party wasn't at Mar-a-Lago, it didn't look like,
no,
right?
It was up the street. No, it was in Admiral's Cove, which is in Jupiter, up the street.
All I know is I can pull the onion back on how things work around here. So this weekend, I was at my uncle's house up in Tehachapi, which you would love, Doug. He's got goats and he's got a lot of stuff planted. We did his whole tour of his ranch up there.
Oh, cool.
Which is a lot of fun. He's got chickens, all kinds of stuff. And so I didn't get a chance to do my email. So yesterday I came home and I was sitting on the couch in the morning and I see these no subject emails from Doug. And I thought, oh, someone either made him really mad or he's sending me pictures. And so I and at first, I only saw the picture to the left. I went, is that Kimberly Guilfoyle? And then I saw the one with the two of you, and I thought, now that's pretty darn good. And I remembered you were at Mar-a-Lago this weekend. So.
All right. So that taken care of.
Love it.
So that's our. Actually, I want to go through a list. I thought this would be appropriate because you're here with us. Jennifer is here with us when she can be, not every day, not every hour. But when she's here, I like to veer off a little bit, I want to make it all politics, but I thought it'd be interesting to look at the potential vice presidential candidates that could be on his list, Trump's list, for a running mate. Stefanik is certainly one of them. What do you think her chances
are? Elise Stefanik? I think they're good. I know she's on the short list for sure, like with personal knowledge of that. And I think she knows she's on the short list, which is why I think you've been hearing a lot more from her. And she was pretty strong with the president of Harvard, who ultimately resigned, which was ridiculous with the ludicrous answer that they wouldn't protect Jewish students. I mean, it was just stupid. But I do think she knows she's on the list, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tim Scott's on the list. You think he's got a shot?
I have such a soft spot for Tim Scott. He would be my personal pick just because I love him. And he looks like he's having fun alongside Trump ever since he
He does kind of, doesn't he? Yeah.
He, right. I think, really likes having the crowd of Trump to talk to and play with. So I just think he's a nice guy. I feel like he's one of those politicians that actually does it for the right reasons.
All right. Kristi Noem, somebody that
I think she would have been the vice presidential pick. But she now has she's got a little bit of a cheating scandal, so I would be surprised if it was her, but still could be. She was allegedly having an affair with Corey Lewandowski, who is a former Trump advisor. I don't know if you remember him. all allegations, but I don't know if that would maybe push her down the list a little bit. Otherwise, I think she probably would have been the choice.
Yeah, you certainly wouldn't want to have anybody on that ticket that's had an affair or had been involved with other women.
Not any political ticket, because no politician ever cheats on another
person. That would never be. All right, what about J.D.? This is from Ohio, where Jay is, Senator Vance.
I think he was a Trumper, wasn't he? No, no, he was actually, I think, an always Trumper. But I do think
I'm looking at this. He called him an idiot.
Oh, but he changed. Whatever it was, Trump endorsed him during his Senate election.
Ah, okay. So
there was an evolution of something, maybe. But definitely during the last round, he just became a senator, I think, in 2020.
Yeah, is it for him?
Yeah, with Trump endorsing him. So I'm sure that maybe he's on a list, but I think at this point with the Senate so closely contested and not a lot of MAGA Republicans in there, it's probably better to leave him in the Senate.
Right. All right, let's see. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Definitely on the short list. But the only thing that I think...
She seems sane to me. These other characters, I don't know. I actually don't know anything about Stefanik, frankly. But look at Carrie Lake. She's a zero.
She's very nice. I like her a lot. She's just got a big personality. But
that's
Sarah Sanders, I think, would be probably maybe my top choice. But I just don't see her leaving Arkansas at this moment because she's a first-term governor. She hasn't even been in for, I think, 2 years yet. She just got elected. And so while unfortunately, I think it's bad timing for her because I do think she'd be a really likely choice. But if I were her, I probably think that would kind of tee off the people of Arkansas if you left after just a couple of years.
Yeah,
but
maybe
you do for a vice presidential role.
Mm-hmm. Ron DeSantis?
Nah. Never happened.
Nope.
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I think it's very unlikely.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Just because I think that there's already enough. And by the way, I think she's much less controversial than she used to be. But I just don't think that that's going to bring anybody to Trump. You're only going to bring more, like, just the Trump people will come with Marjorie Taylor Greene because they've ruined her.
Yeah.
Her reputation, unfortunately.
Yep. And so on that note, who would not be, other than Nikki Haley, who's on the list of never on Sunday, never on Monday, never on... Mike Pence,
Mike Pence would be a no. Well, I'm surprised you haven't brought up the big rumor from the weekend, RFK Jr.
Really? I didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
In fact, the Trump camp had to say, no, we're not considering him. They actually had to make a statement about it this weekend because a lot of people were talking about it. So,
Well,
I don't think it would be the worst idea.
It would be a surefire way of making sure that Biden doesn't get elected. That would be, that's the ticket, actually. When you think about it, I did not hear that rumor. And I was with, there wasn't one person, I was with probably 250, 300 people on Saturday night in an event, and there wasn't one person in the room other than me who wasn't going to vote for Trump at that point in time. And you know what? If he put Kennedy on the ticket, I might vote for that ticket.
Vote for him. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would.
And the reason that people are thinking is that RFK alone probably doesn't have enough votes to become president. But if you move into Trump's vice presidential role, the opportunity for 8 years lies in front of you if you do a great job with your administration because you're there.
Yeah.
So
now, can Trump? That's a great question. That's a question. Excuse me, Jay. The question about Trump: you can only serve two contiguous terms, but can he serve four more? Could he serve 8 years this time around? Because he was
in the House. I mean, I'm sure they'll probably be that
Somebody's
argument.
Not.
He's never
going to
leave.
Come up.
The dictator. Yeah, but I think he'll go after four.
Yeah. All right. Now on the other side, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Biden are going to headline a major fundraiser. That would be an interesting. Supposedly, it is supposed to be a big campaign fundraiser. A very aggressive travel schedule. They're going to run around the country and try to whoop up support because they realize this guy is in serious trouble. And they're Democrats. They want to make sure that the Democrat stays. And one of the ways you'd have a better chance of doing that, if Barack Obama decided, he can't run because he was in for 8 years.
But they always talk about Michelle.
Yep. Well, his worst choices frankly. I think she has a lot of charm. I don't know how good she would be in that role, but then we wonder that about a lot of these people when you don't know who they were. That was the question about Bill Clinton. Who knows this guy? Nobody knew him. And he turned out to be a pretty good president. You know,
the thing with Bill Clinton is he actually has charm and charisma.
Yeah,
and
right.
Whatever.
He and Ronald Reagan, I'm telling you, when Reagan was president and when Clinton, we felt better about being Americans than since Eisenhower. I think we felt much better about being Americans with Reagan as president, with Clinton.
There was an effort to hate America back then. I mean, now it's like, and with the thing that I got from Obama, and maybe it's just where I sit, but I didn't get that he was very happy with our country, that he didn't think it was very good.
No, I think that's an astute observation. Yeah, I think they were...
It's part of this class of people who think America's not the solution, that America's the problem. And that's the difference. You want someone who's going to give you a rosy tone of the country, but I don't know that that's popular anymore.
Well, there's a character thing. You know, you look at how people... This is the most powerful job you can argue in the world in terms of leadership. And so you judge... We look at people and how they treat the responsibility, and in terms of Biden, you know, the Iranian thing with the three soldiers, what are we doing about it? Why haven't we done something already? And what are we going to do? That kind of stuff.
And but even if there's a plan in place to execute it, they can't really talk about it.
No, but the faster you do something, the better it is, because these people These people have no sense of anything. The Ayatollah is in a world of his own. He's got a few henchmen around him. He has complete power in that country, which is something that the average person in the country doesn't even really understand. I know there are a lot of people who want to overthrow him and that regime, or the way that they have come to power and maintained power since the Shah was booted out. That was another faux pas of Jimmy Carter. Speaking of people that you feel good about, Jimmy Carter was a great guy, lousy, horrible president.
Very nice, though. Time.
Oh, what a sweet guy. Wonderful. He set a great tone in terms of being good. And that certainly hasn't been in that office for a long time, for sure. All right, an interesting speculation. 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan, and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied for 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trading conditions apply.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence having come?
That's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 23 after the hour now. It's social media time on the Good Day program. This hour, I'd like to take apart some of the technology itself from the various social media as we are focused a lot on AI, artificial intelligence. And apparently Facebook, well, Meta is and X is investing heavily in artificial intelligence. To what end, though? What is to be gained by Zuckerberg controlling a bunch of AI? Apparently he said he was going to spend a couple of billion dollars to integrate artificial intelligence into their business model. So what does that do in transforming Facebook? Is it all going to be fake? Is it all going to be made up?
It's already with so much of the algorithm and everything. People will post something and the algorithm flags it as maybe abusive content where a real human could actually be reading it and see the context of it and say, okay, no, your account does not deserve to be suspended or you don't deserve to be expelled or something like that.
They're also like being in the third grade.
Human jobs, too.
Yeah, but the way this is operating now, it's like being in the third grade when you say something wrong, the teacher puts you in the corner, right? That's what I think of when any or all of us, Brent, I don't know that I've ever been suspended, but I don't use Facebook that way. You have been, Jay, and Jennifer, you've been suspended. They've taken things down that you post, right?
They've taken things down. I've never been kicked off, but they have marked things.
Yeah, right.
Especially about COVID.
I've been kicked off of TikTok.
Yeah,
I was kicked off of TikTok because my niece would sometimes post.
The COVID thing, I have, Jay and I were talking about this yesterday. The business of what happens, I've had, I've been sick twice since Thanksgiving. And Jennifer's known me for almost 20 years, or actually more than that. I'm never sick. And so Jay and I were back and forth about the COVID shots. And so after you and I had that conversation, I called up Dr. Ken and asked him if, of course, he's not about to tell me that the COVID shots are responsible for the change in my immune system. But I'm beginning to think that they are. Because I don't have, my body doesn't, I'm fortunate, my body doesn't react to bugs and viruses and stuff.
Don't forget, it wasn't a true vaccine. It put a virus into you, basically. I mean, it's just, I don't know. That's what always got to me. And what was funny is that this was like something that happened under the Trump administration, and they pushed it along. And I don't fault them for trying to fix the problem.
Trump endorsed it.
Yeah, but at the same time, there were just, it happened so fast, and there were so many questions, and then the people that got a hold of it and said, nope, there's no room for questions, just take it, take it, take it. Well, that raises a red flag. Like, why are they just pushing it at people?
Yep. It's...
Well, what was the brand that they ended up pulling it? It was between Pfizer, Moderna, and someone else who there were some blood clots happening.
Blood clots.
And then they just pulled theirs. Yep. And they're like, okay, you know what? We're just going to come out of this. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is the smartest thing they could have done. Yeah.
Yep. Food for thought for sure. I'm not getting any more of them, I'll tell you that. We posted on our Facebook page, it's kind of fun, to highlight things that are going on at some of our affiliates. And there was in the Brownwood, Texas area, where we're heard every single weekday morning. I think they carry the weekend stuff as well. This is kind of cool. The Sunflower Cafe had a grand opening and a ribbon cutting. And so we posted that picture on our Facebook page. Kind of cool. This is a vision and a dream of a veteran who owns it. Stephanie, I think it's let me see if I can pronounce this right, Jay. Alvarenga, I believe that's her name, Stephanie Alvarenga. A lot of people were there, and they posted a picture, so we posted it as well. Those are good things that happen. And if you have stuff going on in your community, send it along. Post it on Facebook, and we'll highlight it. That's a good thing, good use of our time and a good use of our facilities. Thank you very much. 28 after the hour now here on Good Day.
Is there still too much month left at the end of the money? I'm Holland Cook with the Inflation Hacks. Okay, you refinanced your mortgage back before rates went up. Walmart is now your grocery store, and you're buying in bulk. But before you go there, you hit the dollar store. You went online to see how much your car is worth, and the app asked if the tank was empty or full. How else to make ends meet? On our blog, Kevin says, I've been trying forever, but this is what it took to quit smoking. He says he went to a hypnosis seminar and it worked. He says, I feel great, though many ex-smokers gain weight. Kevin says these supermarket prices kind of help. And Tricia shares that she bought stock in an oil company at the beginning of the pandemic and it quadrupled in price. But she says, now I have to sell it to buy gas. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin too. So you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A decision in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York might be reached as early as this week. State Attorney General Letitia James is asking a Manhattan judge to mandate that Trump pay a fine of $370 million in her case against him. The case alleges that Trump falsely inflated the value of real estate to secure more favorable loans. The judge's ruling was anticipated by the end of January. A recent report from the Department of Justice reveals that schools rank as the third most frequently reported locations for hate crimes in the U.S. The numbers surged, more than doubling from 2020 to 2022. Amazon has decided to halt its acquisition of iRobot. Monday, both companies disclosed that they have mutually agreed to cancel the deal, citing no path to regulatory approval in the European Union. Consequently, Amazon is obligated to pay a termination fee of $94 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Anna Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
I haven't had anything yet, so how can I have some more of nothing?
Shut up!
You're killing me, Smalls.
Okay. Sandbox time here on Good Day. it's the way for you to look around the corner and not feel badly about what you see when you look around the corner. That's what I think. If people ask me about this program, what's it all about? I don't know that I have a singular way of about the issues of the day. I'm happy to have Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner here to put their spin on it, because I think they're, if you look around at the best and biggest radio programs, where are there women on the air? Are there any on any of these? Glenn Beck doesn't have any women on his show, does he? And those two guys that are on the middle of the day that took over for Limbaugh, they think they're the saviors of mankind. Jennifer has her radio program on KRLA in Los Angeles. I don't think I'm thinking about your competition. There's no women on that show. No.
No.
Mm. All right, here I am, savior to the women of America. Yay! All right, so.
Thank goodness.
I know, it's great. Thank heavens for that. Speaking of Jennifer, her father and I have been friends for longer than I can remember. I don't even, you know, because we're both radio guys, he started listening to me when I was on KVC, but I somehow or other feel like I knew him before that, Jennifer. I don't remember. I think when I first met you, you were like 13.
Probably about right.
No, it is right. So anyway, as we go through life, we have our little peaches and cream moments. And so I am taking an excerpt from Jen and her dad run the CRN Digital talk studio and facility in Los Angeles. Not that she needs more to do. She's here. She's on Carol and she's at CRN. So every once in a while, her father likes to have fun with me, sometimes at my expense, sometimes it's just silly stuff.
Well, he does a show called What's Cooking Today, and so one of the things that they do, if I can guess what this is going to be that we're going to listen to, is he does the national days. You know, every day it's like National Brussels Sprout Day, National...
Right.
And so one day last week, it was National Have Breakfast with the Farmer Day or something like that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Something weird. Not that farmers want to have breakfast nationally, but apparently.
No, right, yeah. So here's an excerpt from What's Cookin', starring Michael Horn.
But right now, today, as we mentioned, this is Farmhouse Breakfast Week. It's all part of a big week, all week long. You're going to have those breakfasts, and we've connected up by remote broadcast with Doug Steffen, who does the Good Day Show nationally on many radio stations. We carry him here at the CRN Broadcast Network. And if we could open up the line right now, I believe he's out there every year during Farmhouse Breakfast Week. Doug gets his old 560 tractor, fires the thing up, and pulls down a building somewhere in the Boston area because he's got a farm. I think he's got the only farm left in that big metropolitan Boston area right there. He tried to take the Green Monster down at Fenway Park. That never worked. But he set his tractors all tuned up. Can we open the microphone there, please, Engineer Sidney? Thank you very much. Apparently Doug's tractor sounds beautiful this year. Start it again, Doug. Here, thank you. There we go. Okay. Okay, now he's moving along, trying to get it out the driveway again. There he's going by the goat pen. He's keeping it going, yeah. It's cute. The dog. Although that dog is very confused right there. We got it.
Yeah. Maybe our farmhouse breakfast won't be coming from this farm.
Okay, so. All right, there. The trash cans, pull those in if you could, please, Doug, for the tractor. Fire it up if you could. Thank you very much. Got that in. All right. That's good enough. We don't need to take a building down this year.
Okay.
Park it over on the side. Watch out for the dog.
Nice to be well thought of by the likes of Michael
Watch
Horn.
Watch out for the dog. So, to tell you, my dad has this sound effects app on his cell phone that you can imagine going to any dinner with him has now become very annoying. The sound effects are his new favorite toy.
Why do you think I don't go to dinner with you anymore? I go to breakfast. I don't go to dinner with you because of that. All right, so anyway, a little
that
fun.
Thing, and boy, he has a good time with your farm with all the farm animals.
Fiddling around, for sure. Speaking of where we are in America and what's going on, there are plans that have been proposed for the tallest building in America. The location for the tallest building happens to be in a city where we are newly operational. Not a city that you would have thought. And so when I was talking earlier about the folks from Brownwood sending me the story of the opening of the new restaurant, somebody just sent me from Oklahoma City the story. This is kind of surprising, actually. There's a proposal that's been set out by a real estate developer. And this, if it's approved for construction, would be a 1,907-foot-tall skyscraper, the sixth tallest building in the world, in the heart of downtown Oklahoma City. This is really kind of interesting. This would be the tallest building in our country. This is a 3-acre, 5-million-square-foot building, residential, hospitality, retail, dining, entertainment, that sort of thing. Have a hotel in it. The residential towers would be there. I mean, a great view if you go up that high. So I'm looking at a design picture of this thing, and it would really take over the skyline of Austin, as you can, I mean, Oklahoma City. When I first saw this, I thought it would be in Austin, because that seems to be a place where there's a whole lot of attention. But apparently, Jennifer, a lot of people are moving not only into Austin from California, but Oklahoma City as well. It's become quite an urban, there's an urban evolution going on there, based on the fact that the population has grown as much as it is. When I got off the plane last night coming up from Miami, the plane was turning around and going to Austin. Now, 10 years ago, there would never be a direct flight from Boston to Austin, but there is now. And there also, apparently, is in the works a direct flight from many cities into Oklahoma City. That's been, you go to Dallas and then you go up to Oklahoma City, that sort of thing. But now, because so many people are moving there or paying attention to it, it's really becoming a big thing. So I thought that was kind of interesting, the site of the biggest building in the country, the tallest building. All right, we were talking before about vice presidential candidate potentials, and we came down to the bottom line, of RFK perhaps being a potent pick for the vice presidential candidacy. Now, let's turn this around and go over to the Democratic side of things. Joe Biden, is he stuck with Kamala Harris? Or might he be smart enough to go to Joe Manchin and say, I want you to be my vice president? Because Manchin's going to bring votes. Kamala Harris costs him
Democrat
votes.
Party, there's no way you can dump a black woman for a white man.
All right, so that's the end of that. So
they will definitely lose. Unfortunately, I think you're right. I think it would be better. But identity politics is so much at play right now. There's no way the optics would be useful.
So Manchin could upend the reelection campaign on his own. You know, we were talking about Kennedy. He wanted to run as a third-party candidate. But maybe he becomes a vice president with Trump. Apparently, that's a serious conversation that's going on. Or Manchin and Kennedy could run together. Now, that would really stir the pot. Don't you think?
What is it called? No Labels Party is the one that Manchin's considering running for.
Right.
And it's kind of already presumed that if he does run, his running mate would be Larry Hogan, who's the former governor of Maryland, or Mitt Romney, senator from Utah. He's not running for re-election this time around. So he would be free and open. And I think that's what they want, is they want swampy types who have been in government who are considered moderates by both parties. You know,
swampy types, yeah.
Well, people have been around. Yeah,
drain the swamp.
I don't know if he would be interested in Kennedy. He's not. So he's not swampy.
Yeah. All right, so there's that. I'm looking at the charts. Oftentimes when we get together at the beginning of the week, we all look at the charts from Talkers Magazine that we discussed on the Talk Radio Review on the previous Friday and over the weekend. What's there that may have a little staying power through the week this week? I will tell you, because I was on two Boeing 737 Maxes this weekend, one going to Florida, one coming back from Florida, the planes were full. I chat up the flight attendants often, and the chat with them is what you might expect. They are ashamed. American has them. They all have them. Matter of fact, United, though, said last Friday they were going to cancel it. They had an order for 97 of them. They're canceling it. And so what are they going to do? The guy who runs United Airlines got on a plane and went over to France to talk to the people who run Airbus about maybe buying 100 planes from them. These people are so stupid. And I was talking about this with some of the friends the formed friendships that I had on Saturday night with some folks, as to the fact that Boeing has been, for decades, certainly since World War II, when they provided most of the planes that were used in World War II, and the fact that they were it was a great engineering firm and a building firm. And when they took over McDonnell Douglas in the late 90s, I think it was, sometime in the 90s, the people who were running McDonnell Douglas, who had run it into the ground, somehow or other gotten control of Boeing, and they've changed the whole culture. Instead of it being a company that has great ideas and comes up with new, this is the best of America. Instead, they decide to keep rebuilding an old, tired design. The 737 has been around since the 1960s because they don't want to put the money into developing a new plane the way that Airbus has done. Airbus built a big plant in Georgia somewhere. So all the planes that are built for all the planes that are ordered by American Airlines, not American Airlines, but airlines that are headquartered like Delta and United and American, anybody who buys a Airbus plane in America, the plane is made in America. There was a lot of hoopla about American Airlines. They're buying their planes from a European car. How can you have that? And so this kind of was smart on the part of Airbus. They built a plant, I'm pretty sure it's in Georgia, maybe in South Carolina, where they're building all of the planes that are used in America. So this, United goes over there and maybe they make a deal. But it just shows you how these people have killed the goose that laid the golden egg. They have ruined it. And we have this bright, beautiful, wonderful American company that because of bean counters and people that don't know anything about how to build an airplane got control of the company. Look at they're going to take decades to fix this. It was Alaska. Alaska Airlines, where the plane, that was the first one that had a problem, the door blew out. They grounded all 67 of these planes, and they found loose bolts on every single one of them. So what does that tell you about what's going on at Boeing? Nothing good, that's for sure. All right, now 48 after. This is Good Day.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV. Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Doug Stefan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so the people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you, too. So, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperD.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Information Plus here on the Information Highway. That's the Good Day program, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com looking at the stock market and the stock of Tesla. It's gone down 10% after the earnings call missed expectation because they make a crappy car. I'm just reading into it a little bit, but I think that's why they don't like Musk, or they just don't trust him, or the car is a piece of crap. They've made almost 2 million cars this past year, certainly more than any other year, and yet people have stronger feelings about Tesla, and they aren't good. So is this... Does the company struggle to survive? Do they make it better? It is a cheap piece of crap. I have my friend Jack Stockwell has one, and he picked me up at the airport last week, and he's had it for a number of years. He loves it, but it's just cheap. It's light. I don't know. What am I? Am I on the right page here, Nick? You have given plenty of these.
I think you nailed it. Like there's no doubt that their technology is absolutely advanced and amazing, and they're breaking a lot of barriers. But there's two huge downsides: safety, you can't put untested, unproven technologies on the road, and the quality of their build. It's just not good craftsmanship, which is really sad because technically Tesla are an American car company, it just doesn't speak well to the quality of American goods. So it's sadness, but at the same time, I love to see innovation. I love to see people trying to find new ways to do things, but not in a way that's cheap and shoddy. And it doesn't make any sense to me how Tesla stock floats between $130 to $150 a share when you have someone like Ford who's $11 a share. It just doesn't make much sense.
No, it doesn't. Well, it shows you how silly the American public is. So how much does Musk use X to promote Tesla? I don't watch this stuff, but I'm betting there must be some element to that.
Yeah, so Musk has a very interesting approach to things. He is the promotion machine. I mean, this stuff may end up on X, or he may put it on his X account, which is followed by a lot of people. But ultimately, he doesn't do any advertising. He doesn't do any marketing. He doesn't do any PR. Most of the stuff is crisis PR, I think, in a sense for him. He relies on Price and him saying things. And, you know, he's got into trouble with the DOJ several times for his mouth, promising certain things, saying certain things that have directly impacted stock prices. It's not a good approach, and he's got his wrist slapped a few times. But that's what he relies on for it, whereas everybody else does things in the more traditional way. Maybe that's the new way of the future. Who knows? But I don't think the Tesla situation is going to pan out in the long term.
No, not long term. All right, but we have companies like Ford, General Motors. Ford is recalling a lot of SUVs. And so I think you and I were talking about this before we get started here. You said there were more recalls for Ford this past year than anybody else.
Yeah, in the last 12 months, Ford has topped the bill by quite a long way in recalls for vehicles. And that's,
is this another Boeing? Is this a favored American company that's being run by bean counters and not as focused on quality as it used to be?
I think Ford... So Ford have a different way of doing things than General Motors. For instance, General Motors will test a truck for 4 million miles before they put it on the road to make sure that, you know, the design is sound and everything is sound. Whereas what, and then they'll make sure it's all correct before it goes into dealerships. It doesn't always work. The Blazer EV, a great example, it went on sale and then they had a stop sale on it because they were stalling in the middle of the highway. Not a good idea. But ultimately, they try and do everything before you get it out. Ford has the opposite approach. They find a new idea, something completely new. They put it in their cars. They give it the minimum amount of testing to meet safety regulations, and then they work on it as they sell it. So if something goes wrong, they end up recalling the vehicle and fixing it, putting it back. What that gives Ford is an advantage to get their product out first in the market. But we can see by almost 2 million recalls that it just doesn't quite work. So I think somewhere in between there is a very happy land where everybody should be testing stuff to a certain degree. The biggest problem with this is the only way to make car companies do anything like that is government regulation. And the last thing we need is more government
regulation.
More
government, right.
Yeah, it just bugs the system down. So you have to just hope on the honesty. And so where do you want the latest and greatest? You buy Ford, and then hopefully it doesn't get a recall. Or do you want something tried and tested but is a little old? That's where you go with General Motors.
Yep. And that leads us into something that we ought to talk about, maybe post online. A question, Jay, maybe we can post. What do you want in the future? What's the next car look like for you? What do you want in your next new car? Let's post that and see. We'll bring the results up next week when Nick returns again. All right? What do you want? I think that'd be a good question to have. Nick Miles, go to his website, ourautoexpert.com, for all your car questions.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.